This episode is brought to you by NordVPN. Listen up, nerds. No. Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America, from border to border and coast to coast and all the ships at sea.
What?
Hello, friends. Do you have a computer? Of course you do, because it's not 1987. Hell, you're listening to this on some kind of computer right now. But do you have a VPN?
Oh,
what's a VPN, you ask? Well, my friend, a VPN is a virtual private network and it offers two key benefits: enhanced privacy and security online. But VPNs do a lot more than that. VPNs shield your IP address, change your browsing location, and make online life easier. It's all about safety and security, my friends. But like everything else in life, it's also about watching TV. Don't let your paid subscriptions go to waste. I use NordVPN to access my home content while I'm traveling. Wink, wink. Plus, secure your connection on public Wi-Fi in airports, hotels, cafes, anywhere you go when you're traveling. There's over 6,300 servers in 111 countries, and you can find a nearby server for the best VPN speeds. NordVPN is easy to use. Connect with one click or enable auto-connect for zero-click protection. And it's got amazing speed. NordVPN is one of the fastest VPNs out there. And with just one NordVPN account, you can use it on 6 devices. It supports every major platform: Windows, Android, iOS, macOS, Linux, even Android TV. I think those are all real. Don't miss out on all the awesome benefits for using a VPN. Go to nordvpn.com/ifanboy today for a risk-free 30-day money-back guarantee. The link's in the show notes. Once again, that's nordvpn.com/ifanboy.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You ever feel like you really need to get something off your chest? This is like a real thing. Like, if you're mad, if you're upset, if there's something going on, like there's often for me an idea. Maybe it's a wrong. Maybe it's a moment. It's an injustice. It's something that just you keep going on and on, over and over in your mind about it, and like that can create anger and resentment or shame, whatever it is. And very often, I have found, I am not a therapist, I have found that when you let it out, when you give it voice, when you say it out loud, sometimes it makes you feel better because you've expressed it. And sometimes it makes you realize like, oh, this is not a big deal, but it's been stuck in my head. So you give voice to those things, and it can make you feel a lot better. And shock of all shocks, therapy is one of those things that can help you do that. It can help you be able to say those things in a place where you don't need to worry about the repercussions of it, work your way through it, figure out coping skills, how to get around it, you know, find ways to deal with that stuff instead of letting it fester. If you are thinking of starting therapy, if anything I said sounds familiar, you're like, oh, maybe my life would be a little better if I could deal with that kind of thing, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's fully online. It is convenient, flexible. It is suited to your schedule. That's the idea. That's what they're going for. You can fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. That's a big deal. You can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. That personal connection, I believe, to be super important. Again, I'm not a professional. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ifanboy today. You get 10% off your first month. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/ifanboy.
You're listening to iFanboy Special Edition Podcast on Hellboy 2, The Golden Army.
This is hell. This is hell. I am sorry to tell you it never gets better or worse.
Hello and welcome to your iFanboy Special Edition. That would be a little extra podcast in addition to all the other stuff we do. And this week we are talking about Hellboy 2, The Golden Army, which was just released in theaters. So we all went to see it and thought, hey, this is a comic book movie. We should probably talk about this. I am Josh, and I'm here with
Ron. Connor.
I'm here with both Ron and Connor. That's correct.
Yay! We're all
so
together again.
Excited.
It's been so long.
Oh, man. I miss you guys. It's like I haven't talked to you since. Anyway, the movie's out. We've all seen it. What did you guys think it was going to be? I mean, we talked a little about the trailer, but everyone was excited about it. See, this is why I don't run these shows.
We thought it was interesting because I know when I heard it was announced, I was surprised that there was going to be a sequel because I didn't know if the first one had done well enough to garner a sequel.
Very surprised. I was very surprised.
Yeah. But apparently it did. Apparently partnership. The partnership with Del Toro has been very fruitful. I think they worked together very closely. They wanted to do it, and apparently the DVD sales and everything like that warranted it. So
that's where the fan base comes in. They come in with
Yeah, with the support and everything. So I was glad to see it get made because I like the idea of a non-traditional kind of superhero movie coming out. So yeah. So that said, going into it, I thought the trailer was very Del Toro-y.
You know, clearly this is a Del Toro movie.
Yeah. But it's interesting because I think Mignola and Del Toro are very similar in their approach to things. And in seeing, even in the trailer, you can see things, okay, that's very Mignola, that's very Del Toro, that's very, you know, so it's kind of interesting to see how that balance goes. I thought it was interesting because I looked up to see what book the movie was based on, and it's not based on any comic. It's actually a story that they wrote together.
Yeah, it's an original story.
Yeah, which I thought was very cool. So, okay.
So, you know, we also did a show where we talked about our impressions of the Hellboy trailer and what we thought was happening. So make sure that came out this last Wednesday. Make sure you go back and watch that. We were all pretty excited about this movie, I think, going in. So we saw it. Who wants to go first?
Well, you're the Hellboy fan. I'm curious to see what you thought of it.
How did I always get labeled with, like, the other fan. You're that guy who loves Pete Wisdom, right?
Well, you read by far the way more Hellboy than anybody
That's
here.
It's true.
So therefore, you are the Hellboy fan.
I think that this was a very interesting and fun Guillermo del Toro film.
Yep.
And I thought that this was very, very high-budget Hellboy fanfic.
Well, that's what adaptations are, aren't they?
Yeah, but, I mean, people, you have the option of sort of doing the tone and this and the everything just like the book, so you have the option of taking the bits that you want and then doing something else. And I felt that this was very much a Guillermo del Toro movie, felt much less like Hellboy than the first one did, and not as much like it in the books that I've read.
That's fascinating. I felt it was way more like Hellboy than the first movie.
Well, clearly we don't know anything.
I completely agree with Josh, but also a little with you, Connor, is that I felt it was more Hellboy-ish than the first one. But I thought it was way more Del Toro than it was Mignola.
Also, it can't really be fanfic if Mignola's writing the story with Del Toro.
I know,
sure.
I know.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Absolutely. But in the end credit, I was like, oh, he did write the story. I just mean in tone. It just felt different to me than the Hellboy stories that I've really liked. It was especially the middle bit was very whimsical.
Yes.
And I really don't mind. I'm not really a big fan of whimsical stuff, and I don't think I mind it in the course of the movie, but it didn't feel to me like Hellboy. Like, to me, Hellboy gets more serious and more dark as he goes on, so it was weird for me to go the other way.
This got very jokey at times.
It did. It got very jokey, and I thought, while it's amusing and it's fun, like, the drunk scene is often the refuge of we don't have anything else to do.
That was the best scene of the movie.
I
gotta say, it was hysterical. I mean, I couldn't believe the them singing along to, you know, to Barry Manilow, and then Drunk Abe. I thought was hysterical. That I agree, Connor, it was a highlight of the movie. I also was I couldn't believe it was happening.
Exactly. Well, you know? To me, this felt like, you know, remember when we watched Spider-Man 3?
Yeah.
And it was like, what the hell's going on here? Now, I'm not saying it was bad, but it wasn't what I expected, and it wasn't, I thought, a tonal adaptation of what we'd seen before. It was just different, and I'm fine with that. It's a different take on everything. I didn't love it for that aspect, but I can see why people dug it, and it was fun. There was definitely – I laughed. I had fun with it. I thought that the last act particularly did feel a lot more like the Hellboy that I've known. The first was – I don't know. It was kind of weird. They just went in a different direction than everything. You know, they brought in kids the same way they did with Superman Returns. You know, it threw.
Well, they haven't brought him in yet.
Well, right.
Well,
yeah. The idea.
And that was, let's wait.
Don't indict them for doing something they haven't done yet. I mean, the kids haven't been born yet, so let's wait till we get to the bad things
about it. But I generally overall I liked it. I don't think it topped Iron Man as the best one yet. I think it was maybe slightly better than Hulk. That's kind of where I put it. I really did enjoy it. I really, really liked the so let's just talk about the premise of the movie. The premise of the movie is that spoiler warning. We're going to talk about what happens in the movie. Yada yada. Is that apparently there was a very Tolkien-esque lore of a war between humans and elves. You know, millennia ago, and there was a and the elves built a golden army of these kind of robotic soldiers, and they whooped the humans' asses. And but the elven king was regretful of it, and so they put the army away, and they had a truce with the humans. And now we're in today's day and age, where the prince of the elves, who's in exile, doesn't like the fact that they're in exile and they should be, you know, have their return the glory. So he goes on this quest to reactivate the golden army to wipe out humans, and Hellboy and the BPRD get involved to stop it. That's the basic premise. I loved the Elven Prince. I loved everything with the elves. I loved that. I thought he were great, was great. I want to see every fight scene with him was awesome. Yep. I thought it was a really strong character that was a villain, but not totally villainous. You know what I mean? Like it was, you know, like he was just fighting for his people and that sort of thing. And I just loved the way that it made me believe that, you know, that actually happened and could occur, you know, which I thought was really, really good.
I really liked the beginning where they had the storytelling, and it was all done kind of like a book illustration, where it wasn't like we got a flashback to the war. We had an interpretation of the war through the book.
And it looked like real animation.
Yeah, that like, the
yeah.
As opposed to CGI.
Father was reading. The kid kind of freaked me out as little Hellboy.
Yes.
Oh, that was the opening sequence was Professor Broom, who I want more of in every one of those movies. It's never enough. And Hellboy in 1955, so he's like a kid, and it freaked me the hell out.
I will tell you, the purist in me went, he was older at that point.
Yeah.
Because he grew up really fast.
It was the kid freaked me out. It was the teeth.
Yeah, the teeth was weird.
And did you notice that, I don't know if it was my theater or whatever, but like the audio was kind of off. Like, I don't know, it was weird. The kid's voice
wasn't his voice. It was a voiceover.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, and it didn't match the lips moving. It was freaky.
Yeah, maybe that was the case with us too.
Okay, good. I'm glad it wasn't.
Yeah, no, it was definitely all very weird. I liked the fight scenes were all really good. I liked the fight scene to end a lot with Hellboy and... The one that criticism I had of the first film was the first film felt too slight to really feel like Hellboy. It felt like too small of a movie, where this had a big sweeping tone that really, I thought, reflected on Hellboy a lot, with big monsters and big set pieces and big environments. One thing that I thought while watching the movie was that, he's definitely going to be directing The Hobbit. Like, I could see it now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And it was, I liked the funny stuff. The only thing, we didn't get into the stuff I didn't like, I've never liked Liz Sherman in these movies.
Well, that's the whole thing. I think the biggest knock against it is Liz. And somebody went to see the movie with came out of it, and she was like, they should have called this movie Liz 2, because it would just seem to be.
Well, it was more of a BPRD movie than anything else.
Yeah. Yes,
yeah, exactly. I mean, they had the full team, and Johan Kraus was awesome coming in.
Oh my God! I'm sorry. He was the highlight. Screw that. The moment his boot hit and he started talking, every scene he was in was awesome. Was so good. Yeah, I totally love that. I love that character. It was great. So that was my favorite part. But the stuff with Liz, the relationship stuff, and then the fact that, you know, we find out that she's pregnant, and then it was like, it was almost as if the, you know, Del Toro and Mignola had watched a Cocktail right before they wrote the script, because at the end we find out that she's not only is she pregnant, but with twins. It was like, oh my God, really? But that was the only – if they'd taken out that stuff, it would have been much, much better. That was the one thing that I don't think it needed her being pregnant and their relationship aspect of it. So
I had no problem with that. I just think – I don't like some of Blair's interpretation of Liz. I've never liked that. I have no problem with the concepts. I like Liz as a character. I like Liz being pregnant. I don't mind her being a Hellboy because it's different than the comics again. But I just – I've never liked some of Blair's Liz for whatever reason. Yeah. I think she's just very droning. And something else I didn't like, I don't remember, but there was little things I didn't like, but overall I really liked it a lot. I had a really good time at the theater.
Yeah. No, it was a good movie. It was fun. It was visually, I mean, as always, it was visually stunning. It was, you know, like a lot to take in, a lot to absorb, I was taken aback about how kind of, like Josh said, whimsical, or how kind of, you know, the humor and the offbeat stuff that happened. I didn't expect that, which is fun. You know, it's just, you know. Challenge your expectations. So,
I didn't like the fact that they turned on Hellboy so quickly. The people,
yeah, that was really quick. Yeah,
that was unbelievable to me. That one day he was the hero of the people, the next day everybody's like throwing rocks at him.
I thought he was tougher than that.
Yeah,
that whole part was weird. I didn't really like that, but other than that, I mean, it was just tiny things like that. Yeah, like rock cutting. See, I thought the same thing when they cut his cheek. I was like, well, if that little rock can cut his cheek,
yeah,
how is he? surviving all these other things.
But it's fun. I mean, it's fun. I mean, it's definitely a fun universe to be in. You know, we got more. It feels like we got more Abe Sapien this time around, you know, which is always a good thing. I thought Jeffrey Tambor was good, was great in his role as the bureaucrat, you know, and I thought the ensemble cast really, really worked, and the fight scenes were really, really strong, and the, you know, the set pieces and the design, the character design, stuff like that were really strong. You know, it just faltered a little bit on the character interactions and things like that.
You know, what was interesting was that David Hyde Pierce did the voice of Abe Sapien in the first film, and this time it was Doug Jones.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
Yeah.
Ah, interesting. And the Johann Kraus voice was just awesome. I don't know. I favorite part. I mean, even as wacky as and kind of, you know, kind of what's the word, you know, kind of slapstick humory as it was, but the fight scene in the locker room when Ectoplasm Man took out Hellboy was just hysterical. It just had me laughing. So it was great. And the drunk scene was the highlight.
Yeah.
It wasn't even so much the singing, but it was the scene after that when Abe was drunk, you know, like, and they got the, like how he was grabbing for another beer. Like they got they nailed that. I thought it was funny, but I could see, Josh, I could see why you would, your argument as to against it, but I enjoyed it.
It's not even that. I don't even think it was bad. It's just I think that personally I dig the moody stuff more,
yeah,
which I guess would be what I wanted, and this was just something completely different. I'm not a giant Guillermo del Toro fan. I can see his talent. I know why people like it. I'm totally fine with people liking it. He's not my favorite filmmaker.
Right.
It's not quite for me. And I, you know, because this was more like his kind of thing, I didn't love it. There was fun stuff, and I felt that the final act, the last bit, really did redeem it. I had a lot of fun watching the end. I thought it was really cool. I was impressed that just they gave the goblin, he actually had a Northern Irish accent. Like, it was that specific. They'd gone, you know, that far. And, you know, the end parts were cool, but it probably wasn't the movie that I wanted to have in my mind, which is a question of expectations, I suppose, more than anything else.
Right. So at this point, though, given the four movies that have come out, where does it fall in your rankings?
It was better than Wanted.
Yes, but was it better than Hulk?
I haven't seen Hulk.
Oh, you haven't seen Hulk? What the hell?
Oh, can I get this again? Jesus, I've never liked the Hulk my entire life.
Connor?
It falls between Hulk and Wanted, although Wanted's way, way behind.
Oh, so you thought Hulk was better?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I mean, but not a whole lot better. I mean, none of these movies...
The line between Hulk and Hellboy is very, very small. The distance between them is very, very small.
Not sure we have to rank them anyway, but...
I like the ranking. It's fun. It's
Iron
a fun
Man
game.
Iron Man was the best one.
Iron Man was... On.
Yeah, I mean, well... well, sure.
so far.
Yeah, at least, right?
No, I mean, Iron Man was, of the movies we've talked about so far, Iron Man has been the best. I liked Hulk a lot. I liked Hellboy a lot. They're probably neck and neck. I think Hulk is just a little bit better, just because I have fewer problems with it overall. Wanted is way back.
Another story, Loom of Fate!
Shoot this motherfucker.
None of that in this movie, yeah.
Yeah, it was interesting. No, there were no curses or anything. It was very, you know.
Ron Perlman, man.
If they ever built a guy to play Hellboy, it was him. I mean, I've got to give Hellboy might be the best sort of live action translation of any sort of weird ass character.
Yeah,
it works. Yeah.
I thought that the only thing that I guess one thing that sort of I kept noticing is that they were inconsistent about how strong or how impervious or how powerful he was.
Yeah,
which is something that always happens in these movies.
Yep.
I really like the fact that they focused a lot on when he was fighting on the right hand of Doom, on his right hand. They used it. He used it as a weapon, as he should have. He fired the gun a lot in this, and I thought that in the last movie he sucked at firing guns. And I guess he's gotten better, but they focused on the guns a lot, and I, you know, that's to me, it's sort of a thing that hangs on his belt, like in G.I. Joe.
It was. There was a lot of differences between the first and the second, almost to the point where this is almost a separate movie from a separate world than the first film. But
you know, the next one's got to be Batman and Robin. Then, I mean, that's how this works. I've seen this progression.
Well, we'll see. I'm curious what the next one will be because it ends with them quitting the BPRD and with Liz being pregnant with twins. Like, so is the next one going to be like Cheaper by the Dozen with Hellboy or what? I mean. Right? I mean, like, I mean, it's going to be like, oh, crap, and it's a kid with a loaded diaper? I mean, what is it going to be?
I have an oh, crap criticism.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, A, they did it too many times.
Yep.
B, this is totally what happens in my head as opposed to how they did it, and it's a tonal thing. But when I hear Hellboy say it, and I think that he did this in other ones, like, his reading of it is, to me, it's almost more exasperated. like, yeah. Crap. Oh, right. This again, this thing. But in this, it was like a catchphrase that was like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
and that really did keep throwing me off, where because the added, like, it's almost like I think I can narrow it down to the way that they decided to play Hellboy in this was a younger, more immature version of the Hellboy that I like a lot.
Yes,
I guess.
Oh yeah, I think that's accurate. I think that's very accurate.
And you know that's a big deal. That's a style choice. That's one thing or another. But I do find myself continually wanting to have that other thing and then not having it. It's like young Hellboy. I mean, more so. He's much more impetuous. He's much more childlike than what I have in my mind. And so that disconnect keeps getting to me. But the old crap thing, he did it one too many times, and it was just a little. The whole thing was a little jokey, which I guess I just didn't expect.
What happened?
But a lot of people seemed to like it.
The first one was very jokey too, though.
No, I know.
The first one was, and this one took it. I mean, it's very. I think it's very similar. The comparison to Raimi's Spider-Man is very. It's very accurate. Is that like that singing along scene was very reminiscent of the raindrops keep falling on my head scene.
It works better with this.
Oh, I remember one of my criticisms was music based. I thought all the music cues were terrible. Every time a song came on, not the score, but every time there was a song used, I thought that was terrible.
See, you know what got a big laugh in the theater was the Hellboy depressed in the shower with the beer.
That was terrible, I thought. The music.
Yeah, no, I agree. I thought, but for whatever reason, that got a big laugh, and I don't know if it was like because it was funny or because it was awful. You know what I mean? Like it was that kind of laugh. You know?
And like when he got knocked out the window and fell slowly, and it added some strange pop song, yeah. I was just like, what? Yeah, like there was a couple of weird stylistic choices. There was a couple of moments here and there that threw me off, but overall, I mean, unbalanced, it was much more fun than it was. Problematic.
Yeah, it's fun, and I think that if anybody else were to go into this and you were to have no expectations or no prior experience or no anything, like, and you like,
oh, yeah, the audience was A, full on a Friday at 4 o'clock. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And B, seemed to really enjoy it.
All right, cool. So Hellboy 2, The Golden Army, it's in theaters now. Go check it out. Be sure to go to ifanboy.com where you can check out the post from this show to talk about the movie. And everybody's been talking about it already over the weekend. So let everyone know what you thought of the movie.
Yes.
So until next time. So next movie up is The Dark Knight.
That's next week, actually. So
we'll be back here talking about it. And we want to hear what you think about it. So until then, I'm Ron.
I'm Connor.
I'm Josh.
After a spell, for heaven is hell in reverse. This is hell. This is hell.